Hello, tech enthusiasts. You're tuned into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the gears of tech news and innovations. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie, ready to decode some serious tech updates with a bit of fun. Alex, what's on our tech radar today?
Well, Jamie, today we're unpacking a major shakeup between OpenAI and Microsoft, and a new player steps up to the cloud, Amazon AWS. It's a big day for AI.
Oh, the tech drama. So what exactly went down with OpenAI and Microsoft?
On April 27, 2026, both companies announced they were rewriting their partnership terms. The big headline? The notorious AGI clause is gone, and Microsoft's exclusive rights to host OpenAI's models have ended.
Hold on, AGI clause? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. What was that about?
Great question. The AGI, or Artificial General Intelligence Clause, was a kind of a doomsday button. It meant that if OpenAI ever declared they had achieved AGI, Microsoft would lose access to their most advanced AI systems.
Sounds intense. So they scrapped it?
Exactly. Now, Microsoft holds a non-exclusive license running until 2032, regardless of any AGI claims. And the day after this announcement, OpenAI's models went live on AWS Bedrock. Quick moves in the tech world.
AWS Bedrock? That's Amazon's cloud platform, right?
Spot on. And the debut included some heavy hitters like GPT 5.5 and Codex. This was all part of a whopping $50 billion investment from Amazon in OpenAI.
$50 billion? That's no pocket change. What does Amazon get out of this?
They're now the exclusive third-party cloud distributor for OpenAI's Frontier, which is their platform for building AI agents. Plus, they're introducing something called the Stateful Runtime Environment.
Wait, Stateful what now?
Stateful Runtime Environment. It's tech speak for a system that lets AI agents remember their previous interactions. So if an agent is helping you today and you come back tomorrow, it can pick up right where it left off.
Ah, so it's like having a chat with an old friend who remembers all your past dramas.
Exactly, Jamie. And for businesses, this means more sophisticated and useful AI interactions.
This is huge. But what does all of this mean for us regular folks?
For starters, if you're using cloud services, you now have more options. You're no longer tied to just Azure. You can go with AWS or even Google Cloud. It's all about flexibility and leveraging the best tech out there.
More choices, less monopoly. I like the sound of that. But will Microsoft and OpenAI still play nice?
They will. Microsoft remains a primary partner, but without the exclusivity. They still get a piece of the pie with revenue shares and licensing until 2032.
A tech truce, then. All right, Alex, before we wrap up, any final thoughts on today's tech tectonics?
Just that the landscape of AI and cloud computing is ever evolving. Deals like these not only shift how technologies develop, but also how they're accessed by users around the world.
Evolution at the speed of light. Thanks, Alex, for breaking it all down. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to hit subscribe and join us next time for more nerdy deep dives. Until then, keep leveling up your tech game.